Hello everyone, my name is Riju and I'm gonna talk about today on how you can create an Azure virtual machine and configure your Java application inside that virtual machine. So first what we'll do, we'll go to the virtual machine, choose the right subscription, go to the virtual machine and say create a new virtual machine, and we will select from the gallery of the virtual machines available. One of the virtual machines under this gallery gives you a preloaded Java JDK 8 or 7 or 6, whichever version you may want to select. So we will select the JDK 7. So let me just go ahead and select that version, and it's on Windows Server 2012. So we'll go ahead and select it, give a name, let's say G Java. And we choose the lowest one, which is A1 1 Core 175, and give a new username, which will be the local administrator ID, and I will also have to provide the password. Once this password is added successfully, it will now ask me to create a cloud service, which will be the public interface for my VM. And then I'll select a new cloud service. I can associate this with existing cloud service also if we are creating set of VMs under the same network or something like that. But however, this time we'll create a new cloud service. Choose the data center location, region, and then we will select a storage account which will be created automatically for this. And once this is done, we'll say next. And the cloud service gets validated saying that it is uniquely available. And we'll put next, and we will install the VM agent for future recovery purposes and click next. Now, this will take some time to create the VM, and once this is created, it will show you the started setup. Now, once this VM is kind of started and running, what you can do, you can click on connect and connect it via remote desktop. And provide the user ID and password which you have given while creating this account. So we will give the name of the machine and the user ID followed by the password. So this was given by you while creating the VM. Once this VM is logged in, what we can do, we can just get into the machine and install the Apache Tomcat server over here. And the Apache Tomcat server requires JDK as one of its dependencies, which is already installed for this machine. So what now we'll do, from inside this VM, we'll go ahead and access the internet. But before we access the internet, let this VM be ready for us. And we'll go to Server Manager and configure a few small things. Click on the Server Manager. Server Manager opens up. Go to Local Server. Go to Internet Explorer Security Configuration, which is on by default. We'll switch them off so that we have no issues in terms of getting regular prompts. And now we'll say go to Explorer and open tomcat.apache.org. In case if you don't recall the name of the Tomcat website, you can always go and search it in the web search, and then it'll give you that option. So while this pops up here, so we'll have to type this. We'll just apache.tomcat.org. Slowly. select this. And open this apache.tomcat.org. Go to bing.com. And we'll say Apache Tomcat server. So if we just type that, it will take you to the apache.tomcat.apache.org, and then here you will select the Tomcat version 7 because we have selected JDK 7, and we will choose this option of 32 by 64 bit Windows Service Installer. So we'll go ahead and then select this, and this will get us the Tomcat server and will be installed in this machine as Windows Service. So once this download is done, it's very quick because the internet speed over there in Azure is very fast. So you can see that speed, it is just going to get finished in few seconds. And after it is done, we'll go ahead and run this apache.tomcat server. And hence, I can go and click next and go ahead and choose, see the server shutdown port, which is important, is port 8080, that is the HTTP port. And then you need to also provide the username and password. Another thing you need to remember, that even if you don't provide username and password, it will still let you go in, but you will not be able to deploy any site. So we'll say admin, we'll just leave it as simple as possible, and then we will install the Apache Tomcat server over here. I can see that it is done quickly. And if you now go back to your Server Explorer, it will start first the Tomcat server and also set the Java home path. So we'll go to this Server Explorer, go on to Manage, go on to Tools, Services, and one of the new services you will find got installed is Apache Tomcat 7, which is manual startup mode. We'll make it automatic, and then I'll just apply the setting, come back over here so that next time I start my machine, it will start this Tomcat server also. After doing that, what I can do, I can go over here and then open the URI in my local host. So because it is already up and running, so I'll say localhost colon 8080, and hence I'll just type this fully qualified localhost along with HTTP, and I just type it, and it should, if it is successfully installed, it should show me the Apache Tomcat 7 inside my localhost. You can see now this Apache Tomcat is not accessible from outside. For example, if I type this cloudapp.net URI, so I'll say java.cloudapp.net, you'll find nothing. So you'll get to see page not found sort of message over here in the browser, which means that I still have to do some task in my portal. So it is kind of unrecognizable. So I have to just type it along with HTTP. So my and we'll see a different error message hopefully. So in a nutshell, it is not actually going in. So what we can do over here to be able to make this Apache Tomcat available outside of this VM and accessible via browser, what I need to do is that I need to go to my Azure portal. Inside the virtual machine section, if I select this under endpoints, I have to add a new endpoint. And this endpoint is for my HTTP protocol. So I'll select HTTP, and then I will have a public port 80. and a private port 8080. So whenever somebody types in some URL, it'll basically talk to port number 8080, right? And then I will set this up, and you will see that this port 80 update is in progress. You will, so it is just showing me the progress. Once this progress is over, it should ideally be able to talk via this port 80. Now once this is done, we'll do one more small thing inside this. We'll go over here, so you can see that this page cannot be displayed is coming up. We'll go over here, under Server Explorer, we'll find a Windows Firewall option, and I go to Advanced Setting, and in this Advanced Setting, if I click that, I need to set one inbound rule. I set a new rule, and I say mention the port, and I specify the port number 8080 as a TCP port, and then I allow all the connection, define, and I'll say HTTP in. Say HTTP in, and I say finish. Right? Now, if I go back to my cloudapp.net URI, which I typed earlier, where it showed me that this page cannot be displayed, and if I click, you can see that the same URI now showing my Apache Tomcat server. Right? So this Apache Tomcat server basically is now running well. What I can do, I can have a test application deployed into this. So let's see if I have a test application running. So if I go ahead, go to my desktop, I have a sample hellojsp.var file. I'll copy this hellojsp.var file and then come back to my VM and probably paste it in my desktop. And then I go to this Apache Tomcat's management portal, what we call as manager app. Now I click on manager app. It basically shows me the user ID password entry box where I have to provide this admin, which I selected while creating this Apache Tomcat server installation. And now it is the control panel of the server. And this, there is a section called var file to deploy. I'll go select browse and choose the var file which is there in my desktop, copy it locally and deploy. Now this is running, so if I click on hello.jsp, it basically shows hello. So what I can do, I can just copy this URI and go to this public URI and paste it over here. And this will show that. In fact, this is a public site, so you can actually come out of the VM. In fact, this is not showing from the VM. And you can actually go into this and type hello.jsp. It still shows you the same page coming in from the VM, which is configured for Apache Tomcat, and a JSP page is running over there. Thank you very much, and thanks for your attention.